You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Chad, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, the highlight of my weekend is that it was my birthday over the weekend.
Hey, great.
Yeah, it was cool. I got to spend some time with my family on Saturday. My birthday's on the 16th, and then ended up going out to dinner with my parents on the 17th to celebrate, and there was some St. Patty's fun going around at the place we went, and it was just an all-around nice weekend.
Actually, that's a pretty good weekend to have your birthday on. A lot of excitement out and about. How old did you turn?
I am 34 now.
Oh, my God, you're old.
You're ancient, Chad. Ooh-wee. You're ancient.
Oh, so, I know it. My body's telling me to.
Yeah.
What kind of cake?
Well, I decided, I actually didn't have a cake. We just did a bunch of
what?
Dessert things. My mom made a trifle, actually, is what it was. A strawberry trifle.
Oh, that sounds tasty.
Okay,
I'd eat
good.
That. Did you get any good gifts?
Yeah, really nice things. I got some, for my wife, I got some concert tickets, and then one fun thing that she gave me, she bought a little container that has just a bunch of tiny little cows, and she decided to hide them in random places around the house so that when I'm home working, I'll just randomly be finding cows for days.
What a strange little relationship you guys have.
That is...
It works for us.
Is there something behind the cows? I mean, is there a reason for a cow?
Do you have a cow history with your wife or what?
It's actually simpler than that. Cows just happened to be my favorite animal since I was a child, so she decided to pick that because she knows I would appreciate it.
I have never heard say the cow is my most favorite animal.
Strange.
Ever.
You're strange, Chad. You're strange. You're strange.
It's always
man.
Like a giraffe or a hippo or a lion.
Unicorn.
Nah, I like me some cows.
Cows. All right. Well,
all right.
He's a big lover of either milk or steak or both.
He
probably
loves those udders.
Chad, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a shot?
I am ready to give it a shot today.
Okay. I was talking about how I visited a little town where they shot a particular TV show all about vampires. So in 10 seconds, I want you to give us the names of either 5 movies or TV shows about vampires. Movies or TV shows about vampires. Ready and go!
Twilight, The Vampire Diaries, Vampire Academy, Interview with the Vampire, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel.
Oh, that's 5.
Wow, you know your vampires.
Yeah.
Winner!
Oh my gosh, guys, this is the best. Thank you so much.
Wow, man.
It's almost like a post-birthday present.
You're
for
unstoppable.
You. Dang.
Thank you guys very much. This is making my entire day and everything.
You don't want to ever want to come across a cow vampire though. I'll tell you that much. They will milk you.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Take
Chad,
that
listen.
Cow disease to a whole new level.
Listen, you stand by, and Josh is going to tell you about your prize. Okay.
You guys are amazing. Thank you very much for making my day and everyone else's day in Colorado and all around.
Oh,
you a
dude,
nice
how
gentleman.
Nice. Thanks, Chad.
Hugs to you, buddy. That was good. Now, look, Ruth, Christine, Jen, and Jackie are still on the line. Don't hang up any of you because we want to talk to all of you and find out your highlight of the weekend. Ruth, what was the highlight?
Well, I'm kind of bummed that he got all 5 because this is the first time I've actually made it through.
Oh, no. Oh. Well, we'll do it again all week. You can try again.
Yeah, I live up in the mountains, and so every time I'm listening to you, I'm in a canyon, there's no service. But my highlight of the weekend was trying to get plowed out of where I live, because we got 4 feet of snow.
Oh, no. Did you finally get out?
I spent 10 hours on Friday plowing with my little snowblower tractor, and I think some of my neighbors just finally made it out yesterday with hiring somebody to come up and get them plowed out. So we got a lot of snow.
Yeah,
so
you did.
Where are you? Where do you
live? We're up at Golden Gate Canyon. We're up by Golden Gate State Park.
Wow. Oh, sure, yeah.
Dang.
That is
so,
a lot.
Yeah, I think one neighborhood got 5 feet of snow, so we got dumped on.
I'm not trying to be rude, but you do sound exhausted. You sound really tired.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you sound beat.
But I slept good last night.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Kind of makes you wonder with something like that, how many calories do you feel like you burned off just trying to get out of your house? You know, probably
a ton.
I was going to say a couple thousand calories probably burned by everybody just trying to get out of their houses. Wow.
Yeah, you know, I have my tractor's about the size of a riding lawnmower. It's not a huge one, but it works for my property. But after sitting on that thing for 10 hours, your body hurts for a whole weekend.
I bet, yeah. Gosh. Yeah. Do you keep a pretty good emergency supply of food up there?
We kind of do, yeah. You know, there are wild animals, you know, if we ever have to use that.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess in a pinch, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So.
Dang.
Well,
what do you do, Ruth?
I have my own practice. I do accounting for nonprofit organizations.
So you're good with numbers. Mm. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's good with the ledger, Jeremy. She's a ledger queen.
And the plow.
And the plow.
And the plow. That's my favorite thing to do on weekends.
You know what? I'm sorry you didn't get to play the game today, but we really enjoyed talking to you. So thank you for listening and for calling in, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day. You be safe. We still have Christine and Jackie, so let's find out what's going on in their world. Christine, the highlight of your weekend.
Hey, my son got back from Orlando yesterday. It was his first time.
Uh-oh. And we lost the call.
Now we'll never know why he was in Orlando.
Why the hell was he in Orlando?
Why? His first time what?
We'll never know.
No.
Christine, are you there? Christine.
Oh,
dang.
No. I'm going to be thinking about this all day.
Is there any chance she can call back? Because now I want to know. Why the hell was he in Orlando?
Oh, man.
Christine, you got to call back. Jackie, what was the highlight of your weekend? No, actually, before you tell me that, Jackie, why do you think he was in Orlando?
Maybe he went to Disney World for the first time.
I thought about that, yeah.
But let's assume it wasn't Disney World. Let's all make up something else. Why did he go to
Maybe
Orlando?
Maybe travel by himself for the first time. Who knows?
Court date. I bet you it was a court date.
I like the court date answer.
Yeah.
How about an arranged marriage and he flew out there to meet his future wife for the first time?
That would be interesting.
That's a good one, too. I like that.
That's what we come up with, Jeff. That's the way our brains go. Court dates and meeting an arranged marriage spouse.
Disney World.
All right. Now, the highlight of your weekend, Jackie.
I was in Mexico.
Whoa,
on the beach.
Brag
while
much?
Everybody else was in the snow.
Yeah, good time to go to Mexico.
Yes.
Where?
Playa Car. Yeah. So Cancun.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. It's pretty.
Are you ever the person who, when you go, you do little tours and you go see things? Or are you just a beach, lay around the pool lady?
Beach, not the pool. The beach and the ocean.
Were you like at an all-inclusive place?
Yes, it was gluttony.
Yeah. That's the way to do it, though. It's just nonstop drinks and eating.
Yeah, yep. And then nonstop.
Not
bathroom.
As much eating. The food's not that great, but drinking for sure.
Did they encourage you to stay on the resort? Because I've heard now that you should not be leaving the resorts.
No, it was really safe, actually, where I was at.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
very
kind of scary. Now, did you have any avocados?
Yes.
Play it.
Avocados from Mexico.
All right. Thank you. That's all I needed to know.
What's your drink of choice down there?
I did a lot of mudslides and chocolate martinis.
That seems thick for a
I know.
Hot sandy
beach. No. They were actually very refreshing.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I liked about your answer a few moments ago, too, is when I said, you know, pool or beach, and you were like, oh, no pool, no pool, beach. You like really
well,
look down your nose
at the ocean. Be at the ocean,
right?
I know, but it's kind of funny because they do have a pool, and people sit at the pool, and I can just see you looking down your nose at those people, saying "peasants sitting around the pool when the ocean is right here."
Clean water?
Not at all. No, I'm just I love the ocean.
Did you go out on one of those little paddle boats where you got to paddle like you're riding the bike and you're out there on the waves?
No, not at all. No parasailing, no paddle bikes.
We did one of those paddle boats when we went out to Playa del Carmen, and we got out a little too far, and it got kind of scary at some point, you know, because you're like,
yeah, it was pretty windy, actually, a few of the days we were there, so we couldn't even, like, they didn't have the boats or the banana boats or any of that stuff going out.
Yeah, the banana boats.
So what was your beach book?
It was a Colleen Hoover book. Oh, I read it in like 2 days. Yeah, it was good.
She's only sold something like 100 million books or something like that. She's like insanely
popular. Oh, and then another one, The People We Meet on Vacation, but I forget the author. It was good. I got through a couple books.
Well, that's cool.
I need to know. I mean, it's a perfect title for what you were doing. Is that fiction or nonfiction?
It's a nonfiction.
Hmm.
Oh, you know what? I have this book on my bookshelf, actually.
And it's literally about people you run into when you're away?
No. It's just, maybe I'm saying it wrong. I'm actually walking to work. It's a book about this young couple that's like, they're friends and they travel to all these different places and they pretend like they're a couple, but they're really not, but then they become a couple.
Oh,
and it's nonfiction, so it's real? Like,
no, it's
based
a fiction.
On...
It's a fiction. That's what I mean. I think I said it incorrectly.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Emily Henry, People We Meet.
I'm on the phone with the guys that I listen to every day on the way to work.
It's called People We Meet on Vacation, Emily Henry, and you know what? They sent me like a press copy of this. I have this book, so...
It's
read
really
it.
Good. It was
Is
fun.
It?
The characters were great. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You can't really be nervous talking to us. I mean, we're like your friends.
I know. But when I heard Noah Kahn, my daughter is like, I was like, those tickets, I got a call today. And then when I got through, I was like, how did I get through?
Here
and that guy killed it on The Vampire. No way I would have gotten.
I don't think I could have done. I think I might have gotten 3 or 4 in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I forgot all about Interview with the Vampire. That was one that.
Yeah, he knew his vampires.
Super happy and super appreciative, and I'm happy for him.
He was a good guy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you know what? You got to hang out on the beach, so you're a winner too, Jackie.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to your boys and calling in. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Be well now. Dang, a few days down to Mexico. That sounds pretty good right now, doesn't it?
Not too shabby.
Christine, so we came up with all of these ideas of why your son went to Orlando. Jeremy said that he went, why, Jeremy?
Court date. He had court.
Court date. And I said he went to meet an arranged marriage spouse. Were either of us right?
No, he went to Orlando. Ugh. For Disney.
Oh, Disney.
It was Disney.
Oh, lame.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I can't stand... lots of people and parks. Like, I do Water World here all summer, but then, like, that's it. Like, my sister is obsessed with Disney World and wandering the parks for hours and hours and hours.
No.
And my son loves Disney. So she was going out there with her husband's entire family. I think there was like 17 total people. And I was like, can my son come? So I shipped him out, his first flight ever, 15, by himself. He flew there and back all by himself, and he had a great time.
Oh, that's like, good for a 15-year-old to do. I've been to the Disney World one there in Florida. It's insane.
It's just hot.
Stupid busy. Yeah. Yeah, and hot.
And
yeah.
A lot of people.
Sticky.
You're exactly right, Christine. So wait a minute. So what did you do while he was in Florida? How'd you spend your time?
I have another son, and I just tried to spoil the heck out of him. We went to a Nuggets game, went to the movies, we went to Dave and Buster's, so it was like I had an only child for 10 days.
He had a better time.
You're like you're like mom of the year. You shipped one kid off to Disney, and the other one got to go to the Nuggets and go out and play some video games. You're a good
That's
mom.
That's good. And typical mom, like trying
really
to keep
try.
Everything equal, you know, like you're having fun, now you get to have fun.
Yeah, he had sleepovers. So, yeah, he had a good time.
Oh, my goodness.
We gave him $100.
Right.
Said, I like you better than that other one anyway.
Don't tell him when he gets back.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Good mom.
Well, I'm glad you called back and set us straight on what was going on. So, thank you for doing that, okay?
Of course. Thanks for talking, guys. I would have not been able to win, so it's great. I was able to still talk to you.
You're terrific. We hope you have a great day. Thanks, Christine.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
We have the greatest listeners on the planet.